I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
As many of you know, those of us on The Morning Show are big fans of naps. And if you don't think too much about sleep, maybe it's because you're getting enough. But what about getting sleepy during the day? We have a sleep expert here, Dr. Joseph Ogile of the Clayton Sleep Institute. And Dr. Ogile, a lot of companies now are thinking about catnaps for employees, which some people would say is lazy. But what do you think about that as far as productivity?
Well, it's not laziness when done correctly, Debbie. And thank you for having me on today. Sleep's important. And so choosing sleep as a tool in your overall health plan is important. And sometimes it's a tool for your overall productivity at work. And if you're not able to get enough sleep for a variety of reasons, and for instance, you mentioned your own personal situation, because these morning shifts in your industry and the media are very, very difficult, as you have to get here at 3, 4, 5 in the morning, don't allow frequently for the adequate sleep period at night. And so supplementing that with a scheduled nap during the day can indeed make people more productive. So a short 20 to 30 minute nap can sharply increase your ability to function, feel improved, a better sense of well-being, and more wakefulness.
Even people who get enough sleep, often they'll go out to lunch and they'll have a nice lunch. They get back to the office, they sit down at the chair, and oh, they start getting sleepy and they start fighting it. I mean, you see it every day.
That's an interesting, great question, because it ties two key elements together in one question. So one, you have times where your amount of wakefulness has sort of been spent for the day and you need to refresh yourself with a very brief nap. The other element there is siestas. Those that came before us in this world were very smart. And the ancient people who did siestas, whether they were from Europe or the Americas, knew biology. And we have a natural dip of sleepiness in our natural dip of wakefulness, so an increased sleepiness in mid-afternoon after lunch. So getting a short siesta was very biologically appropriate by those who used to do that. And so that little siesta is quite beneficial.
For people who might still be scoffing at the idea of a catnap at work, we're not talking about cots and beds and curling up for a couple of hours. What ideally would be a productive catnap at work?
20 to 30 minutes is optimal. And indeed, you're right in your description that this isn't sprawling out and turning it into a bedroom. Some companies around the country, and we've seen some of these, they've been purchasing actually sleeping pods so that people can go in a quiet, cool room and take a short 15 to 30 minute nap and improve productivity during the day. So in corporate America, there are some corporations now that are seeing value in this, both from their patient, from their worker well-being or patient well-being, we would say, and also from productivity for the corporation. So I think you're going to see more of this.
Because if you are at work and you are sleepy, you're not being very productive.
You are not only not being productive, but in some jobs, there's the potential that there's an element of danger involved. So if you work in a nuclear plant, we've seen disasters in the past that are historically well-documented currently. If you are a truck driver, a boat captain, heavy equipment operator, if you're doing things that require sharp attention all the time, those dips in attentiveness can be not only lack of productivity, but can be dangerous.
What about the fear that instead of taking a 20-minute cat nap, that you may just be zonked out? Should you set a timer? How do you ensure that you get that cat nap and not the, oh my gosh, I just woke up 2 hours later?
Yes, you do need to have usually some sort of waking device. There has been a proposal by a few to use caffeine in such a way, so that some people call that the caffeine nap. To drink a cup of coffee prior to your nap, immediately prior. Those people who use caffeine as their wakefulness promoting agent or stimulant, some of them are not understanding that caffeine takes about 30 to 60 minutes to kick in. So as a matter of safety, if you're fatigued and you think you're going to drink a cup of coffee and immediately be more awake, that's not how caffeine necessarily works. So the idea is, as you're getting ready to take your nap, you take a small cup of coffee, and that will help wake you up and make you more alert in about 30 to 50 minutes. It's an interesting proposal. I have to say I've never personally done that, but I think it's interesting. So you need to have something to guarantee, at least for a while, that you'll wake up. Once people get into that habit, they tend to do it on their own.
All right. Well, if you have sleepy, groggy workers around the office, you might want to consider catnaps. That is Dr. Joe Ogile. He is with the Clayton Sleep Institute, joining us on KMOX.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.